由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you joined us once more.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，很高兴你能够收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
We're going to finish this series of messages on the Master's Manifesto.
主的宣言，这个系列信息很快就要讲完了。
Do you know what it is to be persecuted for righteousness?
你知不知道乜嘢叫做为义受逼迫呢？
There are a lot of misunderstandings about that word.
关于受逼迫这个词是有很多的误解的。
So stay tuned and I'll explain that to you.
所以呢，请你留心听，我呢是将会慢慢这样解释给你听的。
There are two causes for persecution.
受逼迫呢，其实是起码有两种的原因的。
There are big differences between the two.
而这两种的原因之间呢，是有很大的分别的。
There is a difference between being persecuted for righteousness and being persecuted for folly.
为义受逼迫和为愚蠢或者是一些愚蠢的行为呢而导致受逼迫呢，是有很大的分别的。
There is a difference between being persecuted for the offense of the cross,
为了维护十字架而受逼迫，
and being persecuted for being offensive yourself,
同因为自己攻击人哋而受到逼迫呢，亦都系有区别嘅。
There is a difference between being persecuted for the sake of your witness for Christ.
因为为了基督去作见证而受到逼迫，
and being persecuted for being a prosecuting attorney yourself，
同你是做到好像一个检察官这样，以一个检察官的身份自居而受到逼迫呢，是有分别的。
When Jesus said, "Blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness," he added a very important word.
当耶稣说为义受逼迫的人有福了，在原文那里他其实是加了一个很重要的词语的。
The word falsely.
他加了一个什么词语呢？就是加了错误的这个的词。
This is a key word.
这个所谓错误的这个词呢，是一个关键的字眼来的。
Let me explain this to you.
让我呢是解释给你听。
If I lose my job because I have taken my employer's time to witness for Christ,
如果我用了我工作的时间来去传讲耶稣基督，即是说呢，在做紧嘢嘅时候呢，我反而去传福音呢，而结果是失去了我份工嘅话呢，
That is not being persecuted for righteousness.
咁样呢，就并唔系为义受逼迫啊。
If I get rejected because I was determined to push my opinion,
如果我因为太过坚持己见而遭受到拒绝的话呢，
That is not being persecuted for righteousness.
那这个呢亦都并不是为义受逼迫了。
If I am ostracized because I am arrogant and abusive in my attempt to witness,
如果我是以傲慢和苛责的态度来去传福音，以致是受人排斥的呢，
That is not being persecuted for righteousness.
咁样咧，亦都唔系为义受逼迫。
There are some Christians who have ego problems.
有啲基督徒咧系会犯咗以自我为中心嘅毛病，即系话咧，佢哋咧系只系睇到自己嘅重要性。
They want to be noticed and be praised.
佢哋咧好希望自己咧系受到重视、受到人哋尊重、受到人哋表扬嘅。
So they get themselves into trouble.
咁但系因为咁咧，佢哋咧就陷入咗麻烦之中啦。
Then they claim to be persecuted for the Lord.
然之后咧，佢哋就宣称话自己咧系为咗神嘅缘故系受到逼迫。
Many years ago, a young man came to see me after losing his job.
在很多年之前，有一个后生仔，他被人炒了鱿鱼，之后他就来去见我了。
First, he said to me, he said, I lost my job because I'm a Christian.
他呢开头呢就是跟我这样说的，他说我没了我份工是因为我是一个基督徒。
As I probed deeper into the situation,
而当我是仔细一点去询问当时的情况究竟是怎样，了解多一点那个详情之后呢，
I found out that he had received 3 warnings about spending hours and hours of his employer's time debating Christianity.
我呢问清楚呢，我就发现他呢是在应该做事的时间，应该工作的时间呢，他是用了很多的时间是为了基督教的一些问题呢跟人辩论，跟人争辩，结果呢3次是被他的上司警告的。
This is far cry from what Jesus meant by blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
咁呢个年轻人佢所犯嘅错，或者佢所遇到嘅系被上司呢个警告，甚至系解雇咧，呢个情况咧同耶稣所讲嘅为义受逼迫嘅人有福了，完全咧系两码子嘅事。
Listen carefully.
请你呢是仔细的继续听我讲下去。
Jesus did not say, blessed are those who are persecuted because they were rude and are offensive.
耶稣呢并没有讲到说因为粗鲁同埋呢是有攻击性而受到逼迫的人呢有福了。
Jesus did not say, blessed are those who are suffering because of their own foolishness and lack of wisdom.
主耶稣呢并没有讲到因为那些人他自己的愚昧，他自己呢缺乏智慧，受到逼迫，这些人呢有福了。
Jesus did not say, blessed are those who are suffering because out of anger and bitterness they lashed out.
耶稣亦都没有讲呢那些因为发泄自己的愤怒和痛苦而遭受逼迫的人有福了。
He did not say, blessed are those who are suffering because of their fighting spirit.
他亦都没有讲到那些因为争强好胜的人是受到逼迫，他们是有福的。
No, 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 none of that.
绝对没有这样讲过，耶稣是没有讲过这些说话的。
The eighth beatitude is really 2 beatitudes in one.
第八个的福气，即是说耶稣的登山宝训里面第八个的福气呢，实际上呢是两个的福气合在一起的。
That is a double blessing for a life that very few Christians can understand.
这个呢是在我们生命之中双倍的祝福，但是呢很少的基督徒呢是能够理解这一点的。
This is a double blessing for a life that is motivated and propelled by righteous living.
对于那些是以公义为出发点为动力的生命呢，这一个的第八个福气呢是双倍的祝福来的。
This double blessing is for those who seek a deeper walk and a higher calling.
对于那些寻求更加深入地与神同行，并且呢是回应神更高的呼召的人呢，这一个是双倍的祝福来的。
This is a double blessing for a Christian who has dispensed with low living and shallow spiritual existence.
对于那些愿意脱离低俗的生活和浅薄的灵性的基督徒呢，这个也都是双倍的祝福来的。
This is a double blessing for Christians who have chosen the narrow way and not the broad highway.
对于那些选择走窄路而不是走一条宽阔的道路的基督徒来讲呢，第八个的福气是双倍的祝福来的。
This is a double blessing for those who are seeking nothing in life but the glory of the Lord God.
而对于那些在生命里面除了主的荣耀之外再没有其他的所求，那些的基督徒呢，这个也都是双倍的祝福来的。
And that is why the Apostle Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:12.
所以呢，使徒保罗在提摩太后书的3:12那里呢，就话给提摩太听以下的说话了。
All who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
他说呢，凡立志在耶稣基督里敬虔度日的人，也都要受逼迫。
When you live righteously, you don't have to be confrontational.
当你是按照正直公义地去生活，你不需要以言行来去对抗世俗的。
Why?
为什么我这样说呢？
Righteousness itself is confrontational.
因为公义本身就已经是一种的对抗了。
Whether righteousness expresses itself verbally or not,
无论我们是不是用言语来去表达公义。
Righteousness by its very nature is a contrast to wickedness.
公义的本质呢，就已经是和邪恶呢是相对立的了。在这个时候呢，我们一起听一首歌，安静一下。我们听这一首叫做《荆棘的冠冕》。
谁用荆棘编作冠冕，无情地戴他头上，谁曾真手打他的头，到他抹认他脸上，是我主披大衫。
We have no indication that Abel was trying to evangelize his brother Cain.
我哋唔知道亚伯系咪试图咧传福音俾佢嘅哥哥该隐听。
We have no inkling that Abel was pushing his faith on his brother Cain.
亦都咧系冇迹象显示亚伯试图将自己对神嘅信心咧系强加俾佢嘅哥哥该隐嘅。
But Abel's righteousness was a daily rebuke to the wickedness of his brother.
但是亚伯的公义正直呢，对于他的哥哥该隐的邪恶呢，却是成为了每日的责备。
Abel's life of obedience to God was a sharp reproof for his brother's disobedience.
亚伯顺服神的生命，对于他的哥哥该隐悖逆神的生命呢，就是一个很尖锐、很尖锐的谴责来的。
Cain, in a fit of rage, killed his righteous brother.
该隐因为一时的愤怒，就杀了正直的亚伯。
You don't have to go out and look for persecution when you live righteously.
当你是过公义的生活的时候呢，你不需要去主动的去寻求那些的迫害。
Persecution will find you.
因为那些的逼迫、那些的迫害呢，会主动来去寻找你的。
But there is an easy way to avoid persecution.
但是呢，有一种简单的办法呢，是可以避免逼迫的。
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你听啊。
All you need to do is live and let live.
你只要是为生存而生存。
All you need to do is just mimic the world and the world's standards.
你只需要跟随这个世界和世界的标准。
All you need to do is never express discomfort at the world's immorality, and it will cost you nothing.
永远都不对这个世界的不道德、不公义、所有不公平的情况表达不满，那你就根本是不需要付出任何的代价了。
All you need to do is keep your mouth shut about Jesus and you will be fine.
你只要是闭口不言，不要开口，不要提耶稣的名字，那你呢，就会活得好好了。
All you need to do is laugh when they mock God and take his name in vain and they will leave you alone.
当他们，即是说世界上的人，那些世俗的人呢，他们嘲笑神、亵渎神的名字的时候，你只要附和附和他们在那里笑下，那他们呢，就不会找你麻烦的了。
The root meaning of the word righteousness is this.
公义这个字，它的字根呢，那个意思呢，是这样的。
To divide.
是划清界线。
Or to be different.
或者呢，是与别不同的意思。
Or to be distinguished.
又或者呢，是很高贵、很杰出的意思。
The world doesn't like difference.
这个世界呢，是不喜欢我们呢，是跟它有所区别的。
The world loves conformity.
这个世界呢，是很喜欢呢，是将东西同化，令到大家都划一。
The world loves easy going.
这个世界呢，是很喜欢很轻松、很随和的人生态度的。
No absolutes.
这个世界亦都呢，是不希望有绝对的标准的。
No standing up for the truth.
这个世界不喜欢为真理去据理力争的。
Jesus was persecuted because he was different.
耶稣被逼迫是因为他与众不同。
Jesus was persecuted because he did not fit their mold.
耶稣之所以受逼迫是因为他不屈从世人的那种的生活模式。
Jesus was persecuted because he did not conform to their image.
耶稣被逼迫，因为他不肯按照世人的形象，不肯呢，是去妥协。
Jesus was persecuted because he spoke the truth, lived the truth, and was willing to die for the truth.
耶稣之所以被逼迫，是因为他宣告真理，他活出真理，亦都甘愿为真理牺牲他的生命。
Listen to what he said in John 15:19.
请你留心听他在约翰福音十五章十九节所讲的说话。
If you were of the world loves his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
耶稣在那里，在约翰福音十五章十九节是这样讲的。他说，你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
And as the church lowers its biblical standards to accommodate the world,
当教会是不照圣经的标准而降低了自己的尺度来去适应这个世界呢？
They're not going to be persecuted.
那这些的教会呢，他们呢是不会被逼迫的。
But they will not have the blessing of God either.
但是呢，他们同样呢也都不会是得到神所赐的福气。
Listen to what Jesus said.
请你留心听耶稣所讲的说话。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
The kingdom of heaven simply means,
简单来讲，天国就是
that the believer is able to reign and rule over his life in the midst of persecution.
就是在世人的逼迫底下，信徒仍然能够管理和支配他们自己的生命。
Those whom the world persecutes,
那些被世界逼迫的人，
they will act as if they own the world.
仍然呢，能够表现出他们呢，是拥有这个世界的。
Why?
点解咁样讲呢？
Because their father owns the world.
因为佢哋嘅天父系拥有呢个世界嘅。
Every one of Jesus' disciples understood this beatitude later on in life.
耶稣每一个嘅门徒喺佢哋生命余下落嚟嘅时间呢，都理解咗呢一个宣言嘅意义。
They were reigning and ruling even in the midst of persecution.
即使他们是受到逼迫，他们依然是掌权，依然是管理着自己的生命和这个世界的。
Let me tell you about each of them.
让我是和你分享他们每一个人，即是耶稣每一个门徒，他们最后的遭遇是怎样呢？
James, the brother of John, was beheaded in the year 36 AD.
约翰的弟弟雅各在主后36年呢，是被斩头的。
Thomas was killed in India.
多马这个门徒呢，在印度那里被杀害。
Simon, the brother of Jude, was crucified in Egypt during the reign of Emperor Trajan.
犹大的哥哥西门呢，在图拉真统治时期呢，在埃及是被钉死在十字架上面的。
Simon, the zealot, was crucified in Mauritania.
而粉锐党的西门呢，就在毛利塔尼亚是被钉死在十字架上面。
Mark was burnt and buried in Egypt.
马可呢，就是被烧死的，他葬在埃及那里。
Bartholomew was beaten and beheaded in Armenia.
巴多罗买呢，就在亚美尼亚呢，是被毒打和斩头的。
Andrew, Peter's brother, was crucified in the year AD 80 by the governor Aegean and buried in Achaia.
彼得的弟弟安德烈呢，在西元的80年是被总督钉死在十字架上面，并且呢是埋葬在亚该亚这个地方的。
James, the brother of the Lord, was thrown down from the top of the temple.
主耶稣的弟弟雅各呢，就在圣殿的顶上面是被扔下来的。
And when that did not kill him, they beat him on the head until he died.
他当时呢，没有当场死亡，于是那些人呢，又打他的头，直到他死去。
That is to say nothing of Peter, who considered himself unworthy to die like his master.
彼得呢，就更加唔使讲啦，佢认为自己不配好似耶稣咁样去死。
So he asked to be crucified upside down.
所以呢，他请求呢，是被倒转来钉十字架的。
What suffering are you experiencing for righteousness' sake?
你为了公义的缘故，受过怎样的苦难呢？
Today there are millions of Christians who are being harassed daily simply because they are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
今时今日，有数百万的基督徒，因为他们是主耶稣基督的跟随者，每一天都是被人搅扰的。
The second blessing that Jesus pronounced is upon those who are truly citizens of heaven.
主耶稣宣告的第二个的福气，就是对那些天国真正的子民来说的。
Those who will rule and reign with him in heaven.
就是那些将要同他一起在天国做王的人。
Those who are motivated in this life by the life with him in heaven.
就是那些因为能够同主在天堂生活而不断激励自己的人。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我留意到呢，时间就来到了。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
我好想同你分享更多的嘢。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this?
所以你可不可以答应我下次继续收听余下落来的部分呢？
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候咧，我哋再听一次头先嗰首诗歌啊。弟兄姊妹，这首歌叫做《荆棘的冠冕》，我们看到主耶稣和他的门徒都是为义受逼迫的，但是究竟我们是为义去受逼迫，还是是好像刚才马克牧师所说的，有些人是为了一些愚蠢的原因、愚蠢的行为受到逼迫，而宣称自己是为义受逼迫呢？这一点很值得我们去思考的。好啦，咁今集嘅天路导向咧嚟到呢度。如果你对今集嘅内容有任何意见，或者读经嘅时候有任何疑难咧，都欢迎你来信同我哋分享。信封面咧，只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址，你写叶朗天收咧就可以啦。好啦，我哋下集时间再会。